Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, intuitive medium. I know it's been a while since I've done a show, and my apologies. I kept saying I'm going to come and do a weekly show, and I'm so sorry. But good news is I've been very busy working on a lot of great projects. For those of you that don't know me, again, I'm an intuitive medium. And, you know, I say practicing for over 20 years. Don't want to, but it's longer. It's longer than that. My clients that know me, I have a feeling there might be a couple on the queue today. But I apologize if I'm repeating myself for those of you that know me. But I work with clients in all areas, and those of you that know me know I'm all about, I guess I'm a little bit different than some clairvoyants, mediums, psychics work. And what I mean by that, and what I want to talk about today is action. You know, anybody can come to me, and as a clairvoyant, a clairaudient, and all this good stuff, you know, I see things, and I can pick up things, and optimal paths. But what that means, basically, and not to burst anybody's bubble, pretty much means nothing, unless the client that I'm working with takes the appropriate actions and the appropriate mindset. It's like a perfect storm, if you will. There's vibrations that I talk about in my sessions and I work. And if we are stuck in a sort of negative mindset or something keeps repeating from the past, it's going to continue this cycle. So whatever I see on a higher path, it's a matter of getting there, if that makes sense. And I've worked with people for years. It's not a come get a session and off you go and these wonderful things are going to happen. So for those of you that haven't seen me, you know, that's what it's about. It's a relationship that I have with my clients, and I get very specific. And you know what? Sometimes you might not like what I say. And I apologize. But that's just a little bit about how I work. And I also want to tell you guys I'm working with a really good project, and I want you guys to check it out. It's called Rock Against Trafficking. It's an anti-trafficking with some great musicians. So you might want to go to their website and see if you can get involved, download some of the singles. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm going to get to all the callers, hopefully, today. I have a feeling, I don't know why, there's somebody calling me from Texas specifically that needs some guidance, and possibly Florida. So I'm going to try to get to all of you today. Please keep it to one question. But just so you know, anyone that comes through Blog Talk and is a first-time client, I give a nice discount. Also offering a Halloween special for my existing clients. So you can hit me up on my email. And, you know, not to say anything for anything, but I've kept my rates pretty reasonable for 20 years because I want to have, you know, everybody have access. You know, I could easily charge upwards of thousands, but I don't. That came off egotistical, but literally it's about changing people's lives. So I do try to keep it reasonably and, you know, never had a dissatisfied client. So reach out to me. I've got some good news, too. I'm going to be doing some more media stuff that I've been working on. Can't really go into that, but in my research, God, I don't know if you guys have seen. Look, I usually don't talk about other people in my field, but have you guys seen Dead Files? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying that Amy Allen is not talented. However, girl, if you haven't learned how to control your channeling, at this point, I mean, you know, it's all over. It's very produced, very produced. But I, you know, having that capability, I can't imagine, you know, every house I go into, I am literally feeling the pain of murders and, you know, so a lot of it's for show. But at some point, you learn how to hone those skills. So I'm assuming she's just doing it for entertainment value. And that's all I'm going to say on that. We all work a little bit differently. I'm going to start getting to some callers, and please, again, one question, and feel free to reach out to me after and take advantage. Take advantage of the specials. Let me go to my first caller and see what's going on. Hello there.
Hello.
Glenn, who am I speaking? Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Erica.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
I told you. I had a feeling one of my clients would call in. How are you, Erica?
I am so over the moon happy. Just very excited.
Well, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I know we had a session a couple months ago.
Yes, and everything you guided me to do has helped so much from 5 years ago when you first told me that I would do a clothing line when I was just trying to make a movie. And you said, I see the art and the clothing line and fashion. And I'm like, what? And now we met with this 15,000 square foot store that has 50 employees. And we're going to be doing a truck show. And other stores in Texas, Santa Fe, and California are saying, you knocked it out of the park. These designs are awesome. And so things are accelerating and getting very, very good. And it's a dream come true. And I owe it all to you. I'm so grateful, honestly, every day for your guidance. If you even told me to go to this particular store that I went to. I didn't even know. You go, oh, it's this store, the tennis store in Palm Desert. Da, da, da. I asked my friends. I said, what's the store? They said, oh, this huge, that's Pete Carlson. And sure enough. So you are a miracle.
Oh, honey, I'm so happy, and thank you for the update. I appreciate that. Let's connect. Mm-hmm. Let's connect after the show and catch up. I mean, you're somebody that's always been very open, and that's what I was talking about earlier. It's a matter of being open to change and possibilities, and you are that. But I want to get to some callers that never talk to me.
Yes,
but,
Let's I just want to say I love you, and you're a miracle. Yes. Okay. Bye. Bye, sweet. Love you.
Thank you for the feedback, sweetie. Have a great day.
Bye.
Erica, she's great. But let's get to some people that have never talked to me today. Or I don't know, I feel like somebody else on here has. Okay, let's go to this caller. Hi there,
hi.
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, who is this?
Lisa, thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
I'm
of
a first
course,
time.
Lisa. Nice to talk with you. Where are you located? What's 520?
In Tucson.
Tucson, okay. What's going on? I feel like you have an important question for me.
Yeah, thank you. I have an appointment with an attorney on October 23rd, and it has to do with a legal matter concerning my boyfriend. Do you see the positive conclusion of all this?
Yes. I mean, there's twofold that I'm getting to it. Gosh. It's going to go in your favor. Has it been delayed or pushed back two times already? Because I'm hearing two times, but ultimately goes in your favor.
Scheduled an appointment with an attorney.
Well, what I'm feeling is don't get disheartened. It's going to come ultimately in your favor, but it may be like you go to this first thing and it kind of, there's two more things that happen or are dragged out slightly. But ultimately it goes in your favor. And I have to ask, is there a David around you in some regard?
Well, that's my brother.
A male.
Oh, well.
That's your brother.
But I haven't talked to him in a while. There might be another
David.
Okay, there's another
no,
David.
No, I'm picking up. Yeah, no, I'm picking up David. It does feel like it's your brother, so it's probably a side thing coming through around some news around him, separate from what your question is. I get a flood of information, but generally family members will come in first. So that's something coming up. But yeah, the legal thing is going to go in your favor. I'm sorry you have to go through this. I do feel that sometimes people, and what I'm feeling around you is it was nothing like he appeared, and I'm so sorry for, you know, the trouble he put you through. So.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, Lisa, take care. Take care. Good luck.
Take care.
Yeah, sometimes I definitely see it going in her favor. It's just sometimes, you know, divorce, breakups, relationships, not always easy. Okay, let's go to this caller. I'm being drawn to this caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
How are you?
How are you? Well, you
good,
have such a
good,
great voice
you.
And an energy. Are
oh,
you
are you
spiritual at all, or artistic, or what am I sensing?
Both, I would like to think. Definitely artistic, and yes.
Yeah,
I do believe in God.
What a great energy.
Oh,
where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Okay, well, you know, I just get such a good energy around you, and things are going to start turning around. So you've got some guidance strongly on the other side. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's like a female on the other side.
Oh, okay. Maybe my grandmother, yeah, a lot of my family has passed, and I dream of them often. Like I just dreamt of my dad last night.
Oh, did you? Well, he's around too. I mean, they're showing me January too, so I don't know if one of their birthdays or some special connection
yes,
to
yes,
January.
Yes, 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 wow. Yes, my grandmother is January 5th. Wow.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
So
she just picked that all up from my voice. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's what Claire audience is, sweetie. But, yeah, she's the one coming through, and she's showing me January and just such a loving energy. So she's looking out for you. So things are – I don't even know what your question is, but I'm here to tell you that next year things are going in your favor, and the change is positive. So what was your question, by the way?
If thank you, yes. If Marie and Kyle will work with me on my next project, will that be the team for
yes.
me?
Are you designing something? Why do I go to design?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, are you designing something, or is there a website involved or something being
yes.
created?
Yes.
Because I
Yes, they will be
involved. They will be involved, and it's going to go very well. Your energy is very, your vibration is very high. So not worried about you at all, and your grandmother's super excited. And that's
aww.
All I got to tell you. I mean, yeah. If you ever, you know, want a session after this, call me. We can go into details with business. I'm really, that's one of my fortes. So.
Awesome.
But, yeah, great energy. There's going to be another, just FYI, another person as well in the mix, which is positive, but they haven't come in yet. They'll join forces with you April next year.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh, that's
all right.
Fantastic.
Keep me posted.
All right, thank
okay.
you. I just have to say you're amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Totally
you're welcome. Stay positive. Okay, have a great one. Bye.
Thank you.
What a great, I can just hear somebody's voice and, oh, that's such a great vibration there. It's like, that's what life is all about, everybody, you know, believing and eradicating the negativity, because I tell you, you can, it's possible to literally move mountains when you believe. So I know a lot of people think that's hocus pocus, but, you know, the law of attraction, the law of energy, very powerful. Okay, where am I going next? I you know, guys, I kind of go where I'm drawn, so I've got to go to this call.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello, this is Lynn. Hi, who am I speaking with?
It's Michelle from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, Michelle, have we spoken?
Yes, it's been quite a while, actually.
I knew there was a couple people that I've spoken to in the past. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. Last I think we spoke, you were working remotely, right? Is this correct?
I do work remotely sometimes. I generally don't work close to home, though, so that does make sense.
Okay. Okay. You have to forget. I have so many clients, but your voice is resonating a bunch of stuff. Have there been some changes? I feel like there's been a lot of changes since we spoke.
Yeah. So I haven't worked since July. So that's I'm kind of curious about the details for my next job, because sometimes I think the job's coming because it rains jobs and then it stops. So it's kind of up and down.
Okay. Well, you know what? The energy November is very strong. So it's just a matter of, it's not too long. It's not too long. I'm actually going to mid-November news of a new job. How's the love life? Because there's a little spark or something there. If it hasn't happened, it's coming in very strongly.
Oh, good. No, it hasn't happened. It's been a while for that, too.
Yeah. Major shift coming November for you. Next year brings a lot of a higher energy than this past year as far as projects, work, and love. So the 2 months I'm looking at, November and February, as being the strongest.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and interestingly, Michelle, remember this too, because this time next year you may make a very big change.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm hearing. So,
very cool.
Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay in touch.
Will do.
All right.
Blessings.
Bye. 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 Oh, my goodness. A lot of people I haven't spoken to in a while connecting. It's so great. You guys, I love updates. I love updates. And, you know, if anything resonates with you, call me. Let's do a session. It's the month, you know. I'm offering a Halloween special. I don't usually offer specials too frequently. So, okay, where do we want to go next? I've got time for a couple more callers. Let's go to this one is calling me. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Oh, ma'am. I you took my call. I was just calling in to listen.
I was the first one. I guess they want me to talk to you again. All right. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you.
Bye. That's tough. I knew that caller. Okay, let's go to caller 856. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We've never spoken, have we?
No, we haven't.
Okay. What can I help you with today? What's your question?
I've been looking for a job, and I was wondering if you see me getting a job soon.
You know what, I immediately, honestly, right before you even asked that, I'm like, career. Firstly, I have to ask you, it feels to me like you're ready for a shift, and that may be even a career direction. So let me just start there, because what I'm sort of hearing is what you were doing is going to shift in the future. I'm just being honest, I'm not getting great energies around your past positions as far as the climate. So go into that a little bit more with me. That'll lead me more to the future. Is there a connection to New York, firstly? A company in New York you worked for?
No, not in New York. I'm not working in New York.
Okay, because I didn't get a company in and around New York. And then I also, you know, you might just want to write this down. I'm also going south more. There's some strong energy coming around a possible move for you. And I am sort of going to the Florida region or a connection there. And I know that might sound odd to you.
Well, I applied for a job based in out of Florida, and then I didn't get that job. But I do, there is a possibility for a job based out of North Carolina where I would be able to fly back and forth. But I was hoping that if I got that job, that I would maybe be able to move myself down to North Carolina.
100% yes. 100% yes on that. I get a really good energy around that. Ultimately, though, and remember me saying this, ultimately I am drawn to you more even in Florida. But the sort of platform stepping stone, that feels great. And I feel like you will get that. And you're going to notice those sort of things coming around you in the next 2 to 3 years around, and specifically something will lead you eventually to Florida. And I had a client, I think for 5 years, I kept telling him Florida, and he was in the hotel industry, and he's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, 5 years later, oh my God, Lynn, I'm in Florida. I'm so happy. But yeah, the North Carolina feels really, really good. And I like the position. It feels like there's room for advancement. Are you in marketing to some degree?
Well, I don't really do marketing per se, but I do I have to do communications in the company I do training, and I also do change management. So I have to work with marketing and branding in the company as well. But I'm
Does the marketing. But your future position, you're going to be working more closely with the marketing department. So it feels like a stronger tie to marketing in and around that. And here's where I get really weird. I have no idea. There is also an energy from a person or something that is tied to Chicago around you. So you may not have met them if you don't connect to it now, but in the new company you're working with, there's some pull to Chicago.
Okay, but I wouldn't be moving to Chicago though, right? I would be.
No, absolutely not. No, this is a future connection, a person that it could even be the company is doing something with some other entity in Chicago. It's kind of just look out for that. It's sort of an indication. You'll know when you know. That's just sometimes in my sessions I'll get locations like that. But, no, you're not moving to Chicago. North Carolina feels right, and I think you're going to get that. So.
Okay, so this company that I applied to, they put a bid in, so they'll know once if they get the bid or not. And then if they get the bid, I'll probably get in with that company. So,
yeah,
all right. Well, thank you.
That. Yeah, and that region in general. So I feel good about that energy. And also there may be another one again or something else popping up around Florida. So in the coming weeks.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for
you.
Calling.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes when I do a session, I will literally, or I tap into something, you know, I get a region, but then I also see people or other things that come from locations, you know, and that's also part of doing remote viewing. And you have to, you know, when things come in, it's like the floodgates open, literally. So, you know, even in doing an hour session with somebody, I could literally go 3 hours. All right. I want to get to one last caller quickly. I think I can make this a yes or no.
Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. I just, my name is Kay, and I wanted to know what you see coming up in my love life.
Oh, hi. Where are you located?
Chicago.
Oh, that's funny. I was just picking up Chicago. Did you hear the last caller?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I still feel I want to say to the last caller that it is something else around Chicago, but it's funny that I called on you as well. Love life. I feel, I'm running out of time here, but I feel like there's a good shift around your love life. What I'm hearing is your past relationships are not your future. And correct me if I'm wrong, have you had some difficulty with men in the past as far as, I don't know if it's addiction or they just have issues emotionally?
I'm thinking more emotional than addiction.
Yeah, more emotional. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the ones that have the emotional issues, it may be that if there's a family history as well of addiction somewhere or something else, that leads them to these sort of... But the good news I get around you is 2019, new beginning, new start, and relationship feels strong. So, and I feel like you've gotten really smart as to being aware. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you don't, you can see right away if somebody's worth it or not. So that's, it looks like a clearing. And I think there's a really good 2020. Might be another marriage or something.
Yeah, that's what I always get, 2020.
Yep, that's your year. That's your year. Well, keep me posted anytime. And if you ever want a session, just, you know, hit me up on my email.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Well, guys, okay, well, that was Chicago. But to the other caller, that wasn't what I was referring to. That was just a double whammy. Listen, guys, again, please go to Rock Against Trafficking. I'm really involved in this anti-trafficking. It's an important cause. I've come across a lot of great people and one of my clients, and that's how I became involved in that. And if you're not doing anything, you know, on a level to help others too, I always say, listen, that's the best way to increase your vibration. If you're feeling down or your life isn't going how you want to, you know, sometimes we're too self-absorbed and then it just festers. Get out of yourself. Go do something, I don't care what it is, to help somebody else, because that does create a shift. That does create a change. And whenever I talk to somebody and, you know, it's the same sort of tape or the same sort of cycle, the first thing I say to them is, look, do something out of the box. I want you to go do something you would never do. If you hate cooking, go take a cooking class. Or, you know, go volunteer. Go, like, shift your life. Life is too short, and it is about action. And that's what this show was about today, and what I want to stress with everybody out there. Look, we get older. That's not a secret. We get older, we get stuck in our ways. You know, fear becomes kind of the theme, and you have to get out of fear. And if you're not happy in something, if somebody is not treating you well, it is not, don't blame them. It's not because of them that you're not doing well. You are the driver. You are the captain of your own ship, if you will. And I have heard way too many women stay in these things over and over. And you know what? Take responsibility today, whether it's your job, your love life. And I hope you guys reach out to me. That is, you know, something that I work with. And I am, well, you know, my sources are good. I'm very good. And there's a reason I'm doing this over 30 years. So I hope to hear from all of you. Happy Halloween this month, and have a great day. Take care, everybody. Make it a great weekend.